Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Dave Dickey. With the mid-morning commodity market report, let's get a look at the numbers at this hour from Kansas City. Winter wheat for September is 705 and a quarter. That's up 1.5. December, 722.5, up 2.25. In Chicago, September wheat, 671, up 1.5. December, 683.75, up 1.25. September corn, 541.5, down 3.75. December, 505.75, down 5. March, 517.75, down 5.25. May, 525.25, down 5.5. July, 2014, corn, 531.5, down 5.5. August, beans, 1476.25, up 1. September, 1333.5, down 2. November, 1284.75, down 1.5. January, 2014, 1290, down 1.25. March, 1286.5, down 1.25. May, 2014, beans, 1278.75, down 2.25. August bean meal, 468.50, up 170. September bean meal, 425.40, up 40. August bean oil, 45.68, down 3 cents. September bean oil, 45.67, down a penny. August live cattle, 121.97.5. That's down 15. October live cattle, 126. August live cattle, 122 even, down 12.5. October live cattle, 126.12.5. That's down 27.5. August feeder cattle, 152.20, down 35. September feeder cattle, 154.95, down 32.5. August lean hogs, 95.87.5, down 42.5. October lean hogs, 85.25. That's down 10.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And in a few minutes, we'll get a look at the markets with Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign. But first, a feature this week on the mid-morning report and closing market report, it's trading terms with Illinois Public Media's and U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.
Our term for the day is speculate. Speculation is the practice of engaging in risky financial transactions in an attempt to profit from short or medium-term fluctuations in the market value of a tradable good, rather than attempting to profit from the underlying attributes embodied in the instrument. Many speculators pay little attention to the fundamental value of a security or a commodity, and instead focus purely on price movements. Speculation can, in principle, involve any tradable good or financial instrument. Speculators are particularly common in the market for stocks, bonds, commodity futures, currencies, fine art, collectibles, real estate, and derivatives. Speculators play one of four primary roles in financial markets, along with hedgers who engage in transactions to offset some other pre-existing risk. Arbitrageurs who seek to profit from situations where fungible instruments trade at different prices in different market segments, and investors who seek profit through long-term ownership of instruments' underlying attributes. The role of speculators is to absorb excess risk that other participants do not want, and to provide liquidity in the marketplace by buying or selling when no participants from other categories are available. Successful speculation entails collecting an adequate level of monetary compensation in return for providing immediate liquidity and assuming additional risk so that, over time, the inevitable losses are offset by larger profits. And that's the definition of speculation.
And now joining me on the phone to talk about the markets, Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Jeff.
What do we see in some of the numbers? A little downward movement in a lot of contracts at this hour.
Well, you know, there's a little more rain. There's a little more speculation about the idea that we might actually see the rich break down. And there's a little more rain in the forecast, but not for everywhere. And so, you know, I think that when you see four down on corn and you see four down on beans, it's almost like snoring. it's not much movement. Let's just put it that way. So I think the market is waiting, and they'll wait to see once what's going to happen in the next forecast. I'm kind of surprised, Jeff, to be honest with you, that we've actually got beans trading down, although the August beans are not down much. We did see China come in this morning and buy 165,000 metric tons, and so that's a real plus. But it's for 13-14, so it really affects the November contract more than anything else.
Right, yeah, we're weather watching in a few different areas, not everywhere, but we did hear in our ag weather forecast an hour ago a decent chance of rain. We're looking ahead Monday, Tuesday here. I'm seeing like 30% chance and some cooler conditions, and overnight temperatures will play a factor as well.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the overnights last night, I know, I think around midnight it was like 87 degrees. We're up in Wisconsin, which I would term humidity hell. You know, we complain down in Illinois that it's hot and it's humid, but boy, it's not like Wisconsin. The thing we're seeing up here on the corn crop is basically, you know, we're starting to see some curling going on, but, you know, that's the hybrids, and the hybrids take care of themselves when the weather's like this. But the humidity has been very high, and it appears to be pretty high in Illinois, too. So that might be the one saving grace that we have going on in this time, because we do have a lot of corn that's tasseling at this stage of the game.
What are you looking at outside in markets? We're waiting, I guess, for further comments from the chair of the Fed. Bernanke today said that the timetable for reducing bond purchases is not on a preset course, and they could increase or decrease based on how the economy shapes up.
Well, and, you know, it's so interesting, because one minute the economy looks like it's better, the next minute it doesn't look like it's as good. Mr. Bernanke comes out one month and speaks in very vague terms. The next month he comes out and more or less says, okay, you know, this is how we're going to do it. And so I think the investors from that standpoint, they're just sitting on their hands waiting to find out. You know, the Dow is up just 7 points right at the moment. If we do see Bernanke come out and say that they will move ahead, that we'll probably see the Dow again take a tick, and the dollar will go higher. And, you know, the dollar's reacting right now. Yeah, it's kind of like walking on hot coals. You're just never sure when you're going to get burned. And I think that's the reaction that we see from a lot of investors. They just don't know where we're headed and what we're going to do next.
What else are you looking for in the next couple of weeks here?
Well, I think, you know, the weather, of course, is going to be the feature. When you look at the overall picture, I think, you know, corn is a lot of catching up. This is definitely doing some stress on corn. Corn that is actually tasseling right now. The humidity is helping us some, but there's no question that there's stress in that crop. My biggest concern is beans, to be honest with you, Jeff. We look at the bean situation and know that we have a lot of late-planted beans. Beans are definitely dependent on sunshine. Our days are going to start getting shorter, not that far down the road. And so when you start to look at that picture, it says, boy, I wonder if the USDA is really really right on. And, you know, we'll all be looking for the August report, because they're out resurveying bean acres. They're not resurveying corn, but nobody knows. You know, if we did lose a whole bunch of the bean acres, that they may do something to corn. I would doubt it very, very much. But that'll be the thing that we'll be trading for sure, and that is going to be what are bean acres going to be, and whether or not that 44.5 bushel to the acre is actually anything realistic.
All right. Anything else to add this morning?
Well, just be safe. The heat is just really, really tough.
All right. Thanks, Jackie. Jackie Bakes at Stewart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. Right now, looking at the current tick out of Kansas City for September, it was winter wheat 7.05.5, up 1.75. September wheat, Chicago 670, and now 670 even, up a half. December 683, up a half. September corn 541, down 4.25. December 505.25, down 5.5. March 517.25, down 5.75. August beans 1472.5, down 2.75. September 1329.25, down 6.25. November 1280.25, down 6. January 1285.25, down 6. August bean meal 467.70, up 90. August bean oil 45.57, that's down 14 cents. August live cattle 121.95, down 17.5. August feeder cattle 152.25, down 30. And August lean hogs 95.95, down 35. Sunny skies today, a high of 92 degrees. Heat index readings up to 100. Right now, 87 on Friends Plaza. This is Illinois Public Media. WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.